Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from Wreck My Podcast, Joe.
Hello, everybody.
We are on the fifth issue of this Iron Man story arc. If you'd like to listen to our previous four episodes, you can find our previous four episodes. You know what? I did that all wrong. If you'd like to listen to what has come before, you can check out our previous four episodes, as well as episodes 50 through 56.
If you would like to listen to what has come before, you must listen to what has come now. Sorry, what has come before just sounded such weird wording.
It really did. No, I definitely said it all wrong. Not gonna lie.
Wait till you hear what comes later.
Really odd later. Talk. This issue is called The Controller Lives.
I had no idea who the fuck the controller was.
Never heard of this guy before.
It's not your remote controller.
Nope. Or your Wiimote controller or your video game controller. I don't know who the controller is.
Oh, he's a Mega Man wannabe by the looks of it.
Kinda.
Or they might have.
Kinda, yeah.
Or they might have, I guess, made Mega Man off of his design because this guy would come first.
That's true. Good point. Good. But we start out with this
random
lady.
Woman running through the woods.
Yeah, and then she's the one that yells, "The controller lives." She keeps saying she has to warn Tony about something, or that the controller is alive. And then we see this funky-looking individual who rips up this tree stump and does nothing with it. Like, it goes from one panel of him ripping it up to the next. Oh, well, he rips it.
He's
and
like
throws
throwing it.
Okay. I thought he had it over his head, and then the very next panel he didn't have it. It's like, what the hell was the point of that?
Oh, son of a bitch.
You good?
Just to show its power.
You can keep going. I just the thing closed out.
Gotcha. What he does though, he apparently he has a slave disc that he's going to hypnotize / I guess enslave this woman.
He uses it to feed off her brainwaves. Basically, it sends her mental power into him.
Yes. Apparently, he uses her as a human battery.
So, yeah.
But we go to Tony and Sitwell driving. They had a message from this individual, this lady. What was her name?
Random lady.
Random lady number one. Gotcha.
Her name was Meredith McCall.
Thank you.
I really liked random lady number one more.
I kind of do too, actually. Not gonna lie. But they're heading out to this,
they're heading out to the asylum.
Did they say that right there?
Yeah, because she had called him and said that she needed to talk to him.
Okay.
And dude,
you're right.
I just like to point out how big Tony's fucking steering wheel is.
I mean, he's a you'd also think he would have a butler.
Chauffeur.
Like a
chauffeur.
Yeah. Like he shouldn't be driving himself.
A butler chauffeur, which I know for a fact that Jarvis was his butler for some time.
He gave him away to the Avengers, though.
Well, yeah. Because I know he is part of the Avengers, because during the wedding, he was there.
Yeah.
Got all hogtied.
Exactly.
But they are just talking about what happened with Madame Mask and the Minotaur and all that as they're heading up to the sanatorium. And then they have to stop because there's a tree trunk that gets thrown, or stump that gets thrown in the road.
And I like this. A girl's voice wait here, sir, I'd better investigate. And then Tony's like, yeah, I don't think no bitch threw that tree stump out there. I better go check this shit out, too.
I mean, you never know. Look at She-Hulk.
Fair enough.
Boom.
Who'd say no to her, right?
So, Tony, obviously, Iron Man's up. Jasper Sitwell is running to try and find out where the noise came from. So, Iron Man goes flying through the woods. The controller sees Iron Man, and he's like, I can't fight him right now. So, he rushes off.
I want to fight him on my own terms.
And... Yeah. But before the controller was getting ready to slap the slave disc on the woman, and obviously Meredith. Doesn't happen because Iron Man distracts him. He goes running off. Iron Man hurries down and sees the girl, Meredith.
Why is she in her nightgown?
I've been wondering that this entire time.
No idea. Especially
she's
if,
just in her 90.
Well, because she would have been at work.
Yeah, she was a doctor at work. Like, why is she in that outfit?
I don't know, but I need to get work. A doctor like that. Let me tell you what. That's some therapy right there.
You're ready for your sponge bath?
Ooh, yummy.
Actually, it doesn't even sound fun.
Sponge bath?
No. Like, sponges are disgusting, first off. They're dirty. They hold bacteria in them. And second off...
Got to get all technical here.
And second off, dude, like, when I wash myself, I'm a scrub and clean kind of person. I'm not a sensual, like, caress. It's like, look, bitch, scrub. and then it loses all of its sexual connotation, so...
Okay. Iron Man hands her, Meredith, over to Jasper.
And he's like, I got to go track down this guy that just ran away and see what's going on.
I think he says, I'm going to check the perimeter to see if I can find anything. And
he's like, well, what I'm really doing is running back to the car so I can pretend to be Tony again.
Well, yeah, because Sitwell says I could take her to the sanatorium just up the road. And that's when Iron Man's like, okay, cool. I'm gonna go do this then. And yeah, he rushes back to the car and changes back into Tony. We get a quick backstory of how Tony and Meredith met.
Banging as teenagers.
Basically.
And it's a Romeo and Juliet. Both their dads were rivals in electronics business. Mm-hmm. And neither one of them wanted the other one being with the other one. So they sent them both away so that they didn't both die in some kind of tragic teenage love suicide pact.
Yeah. So the last time that they saw each other was...
17, when they were 17.
Yeah. So it's been, I don't know, 20-some years.
I don't know how
making
old.
Out on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't ever actually say how old Tony is.
Her nickname was Sandy Cheeks.
Nice.
Anyways.
So they get to the...
Sanatorium.
Sanatorium. As they go knocking on the door, who they think is the controller...
ends up being Lurch. Oh.
Yeah, because I forgot they... I guess she does give some sort of hint earlier on that the controller... Yeah, when Iron Man picked her up originally, she kept on mumbling that she has to warn Tony about the controller, and that set Iron Man off like, the controller, I need to go look for him. And that's why he went away. That's why he left when Jasper showed up. When they come to the sanatorium... they think it's the controller answering the door because it's just in shadows. And then the doctor is like, no, this... or the director. It's like, no, that's just my intern.
Let's not be silly.
Yeah. And they...
just the biggest intern?
I mean, I'd rather have a big intern like that to take care of any sort of problem going on, right?
Like, yeah, it just has such a henchman vibe.
rang, sir.
Yeah, very...
Lurch.
Really, very Lurch, yeah. So it gets revealed that Meredith was actually a patient in the hospital, and that kind of throws Tony back because it's like he's afraid that she kind of went mental. And then he asked to see Basil Sandhurst, who was the controller, who was also apparently
cousin of
there.
Basil Expedition.
Nice. They are taken to what we can assume is Basil, and he is like this elderly looking man with terrible who looks like he's
fucked up,
getting sicker and sicker by the day.
Right.
And then it gets revealed that we do a quick backstory on the controller that he used people as human batteries, and Iron Man was able to
defeat
stop him
by moving him away from his
source, his batteries. Yeah. Yeah.
His Absorbitron is what it's called.
So,
because it absorbs their mental powers. Huh. See?
I get it. Tony tells Jasper to basically go home. And Tony's just going to stay at the sanatorium to watch over Meredith. He's like, okay, this makes no sense. It says here that Meredith is actually employed as a therapist. Like, what's going on? He's saying this to the to Thorne,
and then the intern Scooby Doo's himself.
Yep, he actually is the controller.
Yeah.
And he's going to use Tony as brains because he wants a better
helmet.
Mind.
Well, he wants to upgrade his helmet so it can have a higher capacity for mental powers.
I also think he wants to make sure that it doesn't, what Iron Man did to him by separating him, like he did.
Yeah, it gives him a farther range and stuff. Yeah.
On the way back, though, Jasper had this idea of like, well, maybe Iron Man in his haste didn't
check everything properly.
Missed everything out in the forest. So he ends up checking again, and he finds a slave disc. He puts it together like, wait a minute, the controller really is alive. Tony's in trouble. I need to go back there and help him.
Yeah.
So the controller is obviously standing over Tony as he is fixing his helmet. So Tony can't actually
do anything to mess it up. Yeah.
At this time, as soon as Tony finishes it up, Sitwell comes rushing in, and he gets a bead on the controller and takes a shot, but it doesn't do anything. Like, apparently he actually shoots him, and I guess the controller is bulletproof now. I don't know. It does give Tony enough of a distraction to rush out and get to his attache case. What?
It's attache.
Attache.
It's no, French.
It's attache. It's Indian.
You know, it's like those attache helicopters.
Yep. Exactly. Thank you, Joe.
Damn, I feel like I'm being teamed up on by the Joes.
Yes, you are. Ultimately, he gets into his Iron Man suit and attacks the controller. We get a couple of the controller is pretty strong. Like,
and
he's
kind of invincible-ish.
Well, and then, I mean, if you look back, he's got like a good dozen people, I think, in his, well, they only show three, but
mind power.
Yeah.
Thing.
I mean, he's got the whole hospital basically. So, and that's not, he's probably taken over everybody else with slave discs. So, I mean, right. he's got the run of the place.
Yeah. He's juicing himself up pretty good.
So everything Iron Man does isn't really doing anything to stop him. However, Tony put in, I guess, kind of a fail safe, I guess.
No. What happened was he had not made the connections properly inside the helmet, so that when the controller used the strongest bit of power that he had, it blew the circuits in his helmet and completely shut off his power.
Okay. Which, I mean, that really is the end of it. Like, he stops them. Well, the controller stops himself, and everything kind of goes back to normal at the sanatorium. As they are leaving, Jasper asks Tony if he got to say goodbye to Meredith. And Tony's like, no, I haven't. Like, it's probably better that she didn't see me.
Like, especially since, the last name that was on her file said that she just worked underneath McCall, that there was another name that she lived by, and that was her married name.
Yep. Which, yeah. I guess
the man that she married.
I guess that's respectful. Like, good on you, Tony. For now. Pretty sure that doesn't stay that way in the future. But who knows? Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Joe, please check out the What's in the Queue podcast, where they talk about basically wherever comes to their head. You can find them on every major podcasting app, as well as on YouTube. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Iron Man story. We'll